This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal.
We begin today with an oldie but a goodie. The stock market, it is sometimes said, is not the economy, and the economy is not the stock market. That is true, but it's also true that those two things are related, distant cousins, maybe a time or two removed. So what I'm about to say should be taken with that in mind. There was a general sigh of relief to be heard today in stocks pretty much worldwide, Asia to Europe to Wall Street, based, by and large, on a couple of things. Relief that the coronavirus might, and I'm stressing might here, not be as bad as had been predicted. Oil was up as well. That's a good sign for the global economy, if not necessarily for drivers. There was a bounce in American manufacturing last month. I think we told you about that yesterday. Also a good sign. So insert once again the caveat here, a sigh of relief might be warranted. But that said, much as when you get sick with a regular bug, the drag from coronavirus, assuming it's not going to be as bad as we had feared, is still going to be with us for a while. Exhibit A, all those flights to and from China that have been canceled in some cases for months. Yes, that means people can't get there or out of there. Also, though, cargo. Because the bellies of those planes don't fly empty. Marketplace's Jack Stewart gets us going.
There aren't many people flying in and out of China right now. Dorna Rhodes at Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University says that means less capacity for crates and pallets too.
What most people probably don't think about it is a sizable portion of the air freight actually comes in the belly of an aircraft. So it's in that section that most passengers think is where all their luggage is.
Depending on the plane, a flight can carry the equivalent of two semi-trucks worth of cargo. According to figures from IATA, the International Air Transport Association, globally, cargo generates 9% of airline revenues, or more than twice that of first-class tickets. Jesse Cohen, an air cargo and freight transportation consultant, says for flights from China, that can sometimes be even higher.
A really good passenger flight, you might see 15 to 20% of the revenue on that flight being generated by cargo.
Some of that money comes from businesses that sell perishable goods like food and flowers, which need rapid shipping. But Cohen says high-value products like laptops and cell phones are also worth paying the extra to send by air, so they're not tied up at sea and can get to market quickly.
A lot of your electronics, higher-end electronics, is manufactured in China or assembled in China and shipped over via air cargo.
About one-third of air cargo is transported on passenger planes. The rest goes on freight-only flights, and they are still operating to China. Neither FedEx nor UPS wanted to do an interview, but both said they're following federal guidance and they're giving advice to crew on how to stay safe. There is one type of shipment that hasn't seen a downturn, says Eric Kulish, the air cargo editor at FreightWaves.
You're seeing medical supplies going in, whether it's masks or gowns or other relief supplies.
He says the economic effects of flight suspensions are not as bad as they might have been. It is after the busy holiday shopping season in the US, and the Chinese New Year holiday means factory output would have been lower right now anyway, reducing demand for shipping of all types. I'm Jack Stewart for Marketplace.